Lou and I were talking about how interesting it is that our perspectives are so much different. I was in the second class, so that means two-thirds of you, I have no idea who you are. But in being one of the earlier classes, I think we had some real treats, such as the guy sitting up here in the front that I'm going to talk about later. But my life has been so richly blessed by being here, and every aspect of my ministry, and I have two brothers that also came to school here, so there were three of us total that went to Williamstown. And there are a lot of funny things I could share, because there was a lot of laughter here. There was nothing like having Stan's class late in the day on a Friday when he was so tired he didn't want to be there any more than we wanted to be there. And there was no learning. It was just, we would just think of funny things, and it was just good. It was good to be able to be Christians and enjoy the time together. The influence that David Powers has had on my life and my ministry just will never be the same. I mean, I started preaching when I was 15 pretty regularly, at least what I thought was preaching. But just the privilege of being able to hear him here as well as in workshops all over the country, to be a part of Tulsa and some of the big gatherings that when the soul winning workshops were so powerful and so moving. I remember, Dave is even in here. Is he in here? When Pat Casey preached here for one of the workshops, I remember he preached for two solid hours, and nobody wanted to move. It was just so moving. And David was supposed to speak next. And at that point, it was way past time to be done. And David just kind of got up and said, well, I guess we're finished. And no, nobody would let him leave. So we had another service after that one. But nobody cared about the time. We just wanted to spend time with God and hearing the Word of God. And it was powerful. I want to share one of my favorite teachers that some of you never got to meet. And that's what I'd like to spend a moment with. Because one of the things that Williamstown did, in addition to, I think, helping us to learn to think and to use our brains and think outside the box, which to me is critical in life. But Ron Goldston was just one of my most favorite people in the whole world. And those of you that ever got to spend time with Ron Goldston, you know exactly what I'm talking about. He's a little guy. I mean, didn't weigh much. There are times that we went to his apartment and you would open up his cupboards and it was full of peanut butter and jelly. That was what he literally lived on. He was a great piano player. I mean, there were talents that you never would have expected him to have. He didn't really care about anything except Jesus. That's all that mattered to him. And I mean, that was his life. And he was a fireball. Now, I don't know if he ever got married. To my knowledge, he didn't. But we came to the conclusion there was probably not a woman in the world that could keep up with him, because I mean, he was just a fireball on the ball all the time. And for his classes, you had to memorize so many scriptures, you thought your head was going to explode. Man, I still remember those scriptures and all of those books that we had to read. But my favorite memory of Ron was preaching class. Now, my particular third year class, which is when we had Ron for preaching, there was only three of us. The auditorium seemed a lot bigger back then, and it had a lot more pews in it that were a lot closer together, so a lot of people could fit in here. The students before us, which is Mike's bunch, they wouldn't tell us what this class was going to be about. All they would tell us is just, it's going to be the best class you've ever had. But, you know, get ready, because it's going to be tough. And we were scared. We were nervous. We were just told, have a sermon ready. And we came into this big auditorium, and there's just three people. And that's it. That's what you preach to three people. But Ron never sat down. The entire time you preached, he walked up and down this aisle and talked to you, had a dialogue running with you the whole time you were speaking. It was just so nerve-wracking, because you're trying to preach and remember what you're saying, and he's talking to you about what you're doing or about what you could have said, and it was just nonstop. And I'll never forget, they nominated me to go first. And not knowing what was going to happen, I got up there and I had my whole sermon ready. That entire hour never made it past the first sentence. That was it. But he taught me to have a passion for preaching. And you know, I've never lost that passion. I enjoy preaching more now than I ever have. I love to share the Word of God, but The one thing he taught me that has just stuck with me, he said, the purpose of preaching is to change lives. It's not to impart information. It's not to be funny and tell great stories, which I love to do. It's to change lives. That's what we're in the business of doing, is taking the Word of God and allowing it to change our lives. And I love to use illustrations and visual aids, but it all comes back to the Word of God. And I'm so thankful that men like that in my life, who had such a tremendous influence on me, helped form that in me, helped me to see how important it is that the Word of God, that we never get away from the Word of God. That's where the power is. It's not in us. It's not in our abilities. It's in the Word of God. And I just pray that we would love the Word and hold on to the Word, because it's changed all of us, and it can change other people. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen.